This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
30 years ago this summer, Michael Cunningham published his first piece of fiction in The New Yorker. Since then, he's published 6 novels, including The Hours, which won the Pulitzer Prize and was adapted into a film with Julianne Moore and Meryl Streep. He lives in Manhattan, and on a day with any kind of decent weather, you might find him taking in the hustle and bustle of Washington Square Park.
We're standing at the edge of the plaza, and there are hundreds of people here. You would think there was something going on. There is something going on, but the park is going on. And there's a performer over there, which I can tell by the fact that there's a huge crowd gathered around, but I can't tell who it is or what they're doing. All right. A man just jumped over 3 adult men and stick a perfect 10-point landing afterwards. And, you know, hey, for five bucks on a Saturday afternoon, it's not bad. I literally walk through the park at least once a day, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. And as a writer, I live a life, a work life of solitude. I sit in my studio and feel like a figment of my own imagination most of the day. And I will hit a wall, just lose it, just sort of lose track of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and who are these people I'm trying to write about and why would I care about them. And that's an especially good time to go to Washington Square Park and be reminded that novels matter, books matter enormously, but there is a world that books, even the greatest of them, are merely a part of. So, get over it, Buster. No! Your people are sunbathing. People have brought out blankets.
No, honestly, bro.
Those boys are surely Mormons on a mission. There's a man in a Merlin hat. I think he does tarot. NYU is wrapped all around here, so there's plenty of kids from NYU. There was someone swimming in the fountain, but I think he may have. Oh no, I think there is someone swimming in the fountain. That's a regular occupation. Not by me. I don't swim in the fountain, but people do. There is a man actually throwing a baseball to his son. It's this sort of Blade Runner Norman Rockwell scene. It's a little insane and also just deeply American in that old-fashioned way. Pat, we're passing a little jazz combo. We're moving over to the western side of the park, which is just a little less populated. I'm very sorry to report that we've missed the annual Ducks Hunt Parade, which was held today, as it is once a year in Washington Square Park, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's people walking their dachshunds through Washington Square Park. Excuse me, were you at the Dachshund Parade?
No, they don't do a parade. They just gather. It's gathering and we sing a song. There's no other dog like a dachshund walking so close to the ground. You're stubborn and sly as a fox and the happiest pet to be found. Doxy, mine a doxy, the best canine under the sun. Pull you wiener or sausage or hot dog. We know that you're number one.
Dun, dun. Thank you.
Thank you for stopping.
Good song. That is so, so good. I've always felt that, okay, say an extraterrestrial appears before you and says, we're weeding out the galaxy, and I don't have much time. Can you make a case for life on Earth? You could do worse than take that extraterrestrial to Washington Square Park and just say, all this life, all this rampancy, all this humanity. There are people singing opera. There's a dog run. There's everything you need to know about what it's like to be human is present within this small area. Spare it, okay? Planet Earth is really worth keeping around.
The novelist and short story writer, Michael Cunningham, in Washington Square Park in New York City.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.